Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mock, a podcast for curious thinkers.
So welcome, listeners. Welcome. It's Marina from MCBI, and I am here in the house with our own Dr. Martin Andrews. Welcome, Dr. Andrews.
Thank you. Thank you, Marina. It's good to be here.
I love this. I'm just going to keep using that phrase over and over again, particularly because our topic is about health.
Yes.
Not mental health, although it may impact that. We're talking about project health. The value of project health and keeping an eye on that when you're delivering innovation and change for your organisation. Before we get into that, let's get to know a little bit about you. So just really briefly, listeners, we always love to hear about how people end up where they are in their careers. So please share with us.
Well, it's a rather interesting story in my case. I started off life, would you believe, as a research scientist.
I could believe that.
You can believe that?
I can.
Studying sheep and cattle and kangaroos and how they eat grass. And then moved from there into a university academic role and from there into a consulting role. And looking at mainly government-funded programs of work, and a large amount of what I did was program evaluation work, that is, examining how effectively a program like Landcare or the Green Core program was delivering against what it was planned to do.
Wow.
And then eventually I moved into the quality space, because I was a bit outspoken about the systems in where I worked, and in the end they said, we'll put you in charge of them.
Isn't that a great moment?
It is good, actually. You sometimes get what you ask for. And so as part of that, as a quality manager for Australia and New Zealand, I was involved in project audits, project reviews, and project health checks. And that's where I... So it's that the two strands, if you like, of the program evaluation and the project auditing, project health check work I've done recently fits me for this new role.
Fantastic. And we welcome you. This is a good point to announce. We welcome you to MCBI as our very first accredited project health reviewer. So you're the first one. You will set the standard for everyone else.
Well, that's a responsibility.
It's like a Jedi moment. No, I think you're going to be fantastic, and I think the background of the research and the quantitative side, as well as the qualitative insight that you bring to our project health review methodology, I think is very consistent with the world of MCBI about values and making sure we understand both sides of it.
Thank you, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity to learn more about what organisations do, which is what I've really enjoyed from my evaluation and auditing work up until now.
Yeah, now good for you. That's fantastic. It's okay, all the interviews are over. You don't have to, sell it to me anymore. All right, now let's move on with what is, we talk about project health, but I mean, what is project health?
Well, I think you can actually use an analogy of human health. And even though, as you said, I'm a doctor, but I'm not a medical doctor, but kind of the health of the project is how well is the project going? I mean, wellness, I think, is judged by how well we are achieving what was planned or expected or anticipated the project to bring. So if the project is going to be continue to be healthy until the end of its life, that's one of the questions that we want to know. To take about ourselves personally, we kind of monitor how we're going in our own health. We self-monitor, you feel an ache or a pain or whatever. But as well as that, most of us go for our annual health checkups, where somebody independent has a good look at us and sometimes finds things that we're really pleased that we found. Mm. And I think that's the value of a project health check, sort of an independent look at how your project is going. Mm.
I love this idea of health and wellness and vitality even. I mean, you see some projects that are very healthy. You see the teams are knocking, they're going fantastically, and then you see others that look like they've just got some malignant underlying problem. And it does make a big difference to the project outcome. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And so the benefits, I think, for the project team, because they are the ones sort of at the coalface doing the work, as you said, I mean, project teams are comprised of real people, right?
With real emotions. Gosh, don't tell our team that. No.
Real.
We haven't put robots
real,
in there yet.
Real human interactions. And some project teams can be going gangbusters, great culture, great attitude. Everybody's really happy, excited to be on the team. Other project teams, there's elements of confusion, frustration, despondency when things aren't working out as well as they should. And I think the benefit of a project health check is it allows some of those frustrations or the underlying issues of those frustrations to be surfaced, but also allows to be surfaced what's working really well, you know, and where things are working really well. So what's in it for project teams, I think, is that as a result of a health check project conducted independently and a bit at arm's length, is a better outcome, a better working environment for themselves. And so they feel now they're actually achieving something and things are back on track.
I think a lot of people misunderstand that a project health review is somehow some nasty audit where we're here to figure out or interrogate, you know, what's going wrong. But as you point out, there's actually a lot about celebrating the success and making sure we preserve the wellness elements of a project to make sure it continues throughout the project life cycle.
And funny you should mention that. I worked in an environment, a company which was about implementing engineering design and environmental management and social projects. And the concept of audit tended to be something that was feared, tick the box type process, what just took up my time, didn't add real value. And the culture I brought and instilled into my team was audits as something that really add value.
Yes.
That it's very much focused on understanding what is this project about, what's really important about that project, and focusing on those things that are really important and not getting bogged down in a tick the box type of approach.
It is a bit of a shift in paradigm, though. You know, I think a lot of people don't understand the incredible value that's generated. So let's talk about value creation, and that comes with either project health reviews or project creation from a project outcome.
Well, I think in terms of value, I mean, why are projects initiated? They're initiated to bring about some change or initiative that brings benefits for the stakeholders, for the organisation or whatever. So projects inherently are about delivering value.
Yes.
And if a project is less successful than it could be, to that extent that the project is unhealthy and the value isn't realised. But if in the process of undertaking a project health check, we can identify issues which are not quite right, get the project back on track, then the value can be created because the project then becomes much more successful than it otherwise would have been.
How often do we see that where, you know, if we'd checked on a project the earlier in the project life cycle, we could have prevented a whole lot of loss of money or loss of, you know, all the different losses and the value destruction that comes from not keeping an eye on the relative health of a project.
And the company I was most recently working for had a global process of a project kickoff review, so that every project had to undergo a review to try and make sure that as it was started, it was actually getting off on the best foot possible.
Yeah, isn't that always the way? Like a great business case and a great scope and vision is a much better way to start than the one that's a bit flaky. That's why it's hard to pull it out of the coals when you're at mid-flight. So that's good. And I think that's one of the key differences, I think, in the way that we at MCBI look at the project health review process. For those of you who don't know, we have a four-step process, and we top and tail a project and then audit or review the project with a different set of lens than just how well you're executing against the scope. The first part is actually just making sure, you know, the reason that you want to do the project is we stress test it, but it's justifiable. And we do that to help project teams to have a really clear outcome and a really clear goal as they're going through the ups and downs and the rock and roll of delivering change. So, without giving too much away, because that's what you do now, so I can't actually put all our trade secrets. But as when you're talking to clients, we obviously give some recommendations on how they can improve their own projects, you know, before a project health check. But what are two things that you think clients can do to improve their project quality right now?
From my own experience of 8 to 12, depending on how you look at it, 15 years in the space, and from all that I've read and presentations I go to, projects that begin well often end well, and projects that don't begin well almost definitely don't end well.
Yes.
And so it's about doing investing up front to get things off to a healthy start. So that's, I think, the first aspect is being really clear about the objectives and the outcomes, if you like, the business case, and make sure that's shared by all the relevant stakeholders in a genuine way.
Mm.
That's about getting the buy-in and the commitment and testing that. And the second aspect is actually then having a really comprehensive project plan that turns that desired outcome into a reality. Mm. What I've observed far too often is that a team's approach to a new exciting opportunity is fire, ready, aim.
Mm.
Because they're so keen to get on with the doing of it, right? But in fact, as we all know, the order is ready, aim, fire, for a very good reason.
Yes, yes. I must remember that when I come up with another bright idea.
I use that often in my presentations too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
So planning is always a good part to it. And I think the thing I definitely love about our health reviews is how it adds an independent view on the real life experience of a project. It's not an academic experience. It's what's going on with that project. Here are some really tightly coupled insights to help you and give you a better chance of success. So with that, our time together is nearly over. How's that? How's that?
Podcast number one.
Don't worry, we'll have many years together going forward to chat about project health reviews. But as we leave and you get on with your day and go back to helping clients to improve the health of their projects, 4 quick questions. All right, what's your favourite car?
My favourite car?
Yeah, favourite car.
My ideal favourite car.
Yeah. Bugatti?
Would be a Maserati.
Really?
Yes.
I could see you in a Maserati. What colour?
Can you?
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Blue?
Blue, of course. Audit blue.
Audit blue.
All right, wine. Are you a red wine or a white wine person?
I like all wine, but particularly red.
Particularly a Shiraz?
I love Shiraz, yes. But I love adventuring into so-called new or different
Yep.
varieties as well.
Okay, very nice. Who's your footy? Who do you follow in the footy?
Well, I'm a bit of a footy agnostic, I suppose, but I'm by default, I'm a Port Power supporter.
Oh, thank God I found
Because I came from a country town where black and white was the country town colour. So it's as intellectual as that, right?
Excellent. I just have to annoy anyone who's agnostic or they're not sure. You are now a Port Power supporter. And lastly, stepping aside from project health reviews, what would be your perfect job?
Well, I think I've signed up for it.
Oh, bless. You don't have to say that.
Because I actually, I enjoy making a difference.
Yep.
I enjoy learning about new things, which is one of the things that, as I said, I enjoyed about project evaluation and project audit and project reviews. And generally I find, because I'm kind of a specialist generalist, I've had a very diverse career, and I find I'm able to add value, make helpful insights
definitely
in a whole range of different contexts.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
So I look forward to helping the companies that we work with make a difference for them.
Yeah. And you will. I'm very confident of that. I think you're going to have a lot of fun helping people and helping not just individuals, but some great South Australian companies and Victorian companies and New South Welshmen to achieve their innovation outcomes, which is hard. And we all need as much help as we possibly can get to execute on the crazy dreams that we're all having. So with that, thank you. Thank you, Martin. It's been a pleasure spending some time with you on our podcast under the 60 Mock series, although you're going to come back actually and do a 60 Mock podcast around like proper content. But for now, I bid you adieu and we'll see each other soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.